Today with Claire Byrne on RTE Radio 1, sponsored by Cash and Carry Kitchens. Transform your home with the warmth of an Irish-made kitchen. Cashandcarrykitchens.ie.
Now, Alison Morris from the Belfast Telegraph joins us on the line on that breaking news that the Ulster Unionist Party leader Doug Beattie has stepped down from his position. Alison, good morning to you.
Good morning.
So, what has led to this moment?
So we have a statement now from Doug Beattie confirming the rumours that were already, you know, this morning we heard quite early on that Doug Beattie was potentially stepping down today. He's confirmed that with a statement. And in that statement, he's very open that he's obviously had conflict with the party officers of the Ulster Unionist Party in recent weeks, and that has led to him stepping down. He has lost the confidence of those party officers. He does cite recent electoral successes and the fact that Robin Swan was elected as an MP. It's the first time the UP were without an MP for many years, and some of those successes. But yeah, it seems to be that the direction that Doug Beattie was intending and taking the Ulster Unionist Party has clashed, I think, with some of those older members and some of those party officers who still possess a lot of power within the party. And so that seems to be where the conflict is. There's been rumours of this for a while, but the reason why we all had assumed that Doug Beattie was staying on is that there's not a queue of people queuing up to take over the Ulster Unionist Party, given the difficulties that they've had in recent years. But we now know that he's off.
Yeah, and do we know what was behind the conflict? I mean, what direction was he planning on going in, and what were the objections to that?
So there are a number of things. I mean, Doug Beattie is quite a liberal unionist, and he was the person who came up, I suppose, that Union of People type slogan for the Ulster Unionist Party. He would have been very liberal in terms of some of his views, which I think would have collided with some of those more traditional unionists within the Ulster Unionist Party. He did bring Tim Collins in, Colonel Tim Collins, in as an election candidate in the Westminster elections. He's an old army officer, an old friend of his. As we know, Doug Beattie is a former member of the British Army. He served three tours in Afghanistan. He's a sort of decorated war hero. And Tim Collins, while on paper looked like a big coup for the Ulster Unionist Party, was a bit of a disastrous candidate, it has to be said. He gave a number of interviews which were completely gaff-prone, and a lot of the headlines were very negative around that. And I think that led to some people questioning Doug Beattie's judgment in terms of his ability to lead the party. So yeah, there's quite a few things. I think that his more liberal stance has maybe clashed with some of those traditional unionists who wanted the Ulster Unionist Party returned possibly to its roots. And then there is obviously some of the decisions he's made in terms of electoral candidates.
Now, it obviously took its toll on him. I mean, he says in this statement, it hasn't been easy. At times it has been lonely and isolating. I'm no stranger to leadership, and that is often how it feels in taking a toll both physically and mentally. It also strains friendships and political relationships. It sounds like he's been through the mill.
Yeah, it's quite an open statement, isn't it? I don't think I can remember a resignation statement going into detail like that in the past before. And that's, I suppose, the kind of person Doug Beattie is. I mean, whether you agree or disagree with his politics, he is a very personable leader, is a very personable politician. He's not a natural politician in the fact that he tends to just say whatever he's thinking at that particular time. And as we know, politicians, you're usually much more careful with their words. And that's got him into trouble a few times. But yeah, I mean, he has had a difficult run of it as party leader. The question, I suppose, is now who's going to take over, and will it be someone from that more traditional part of the Ulster Unionist Party, or will it be someone like Doug Beattie, who has quite liberal views and wants to maintain that sort of Union of People type stance for the party, which makes him a point of difference from the DUP. Other than that, you know, we can't see where they're going, or will there be talks to merge the two unionist parties, which that has been maybe on the agenda for a while as well.
Well, if he was pushed out by these party officers who wanted a more hardline UUP, it's hard to see how someone like Doug Beattie, a liberal, would survive or even be elected to that role now.
Yeah, and it's who's going to take it on as well. And there has been discussions about unionist unity and whether or not there should just be one unionist party to take unionism forward. We know that both parties have seen a sort of decline in their vote as time has went on. And there is, you know, within unionism, there's a real discussion about maybe joining the two and merging the two and having just one unionist party. Doug Biddy wouldn't have been in favour of that because his views socially would have been quite different from a lot of those within the DUP. But we could see a more traditional leader taking it in that direction and the possibility of there being a merger with the DUP and the Ulster Unionist Party in the years to come.
Alison, thank you very much. Alison Morris there from the Belfast Telegraph on that breaking news that Doug Beattie has resigned as leader of the Ulster Unionist Party. Now, next up, Marmite music, the music that divides the nation. And the reason we're talking about this is because of Coldplay. That's coming up after this.
Text 51551 today with Claire Byrne on RTE Radio 1.